how did you get into the position where you were doing the pilot where you had the power outage and this kind of all started to snowball?
Well, you know, you don't have to look too far to see that the federal budget definitely, we need to save money, we need to cut costs, and we need to make some small changes, Francis. I mean, our transition to the cloud does not come with any negative impact at all to national security, and quite frankly, conforms to the federal IA regs and governs the IT systems of the academy.
When you ran the pilot program, what did that look like? How did you decide on 100 people compared to 50 or 200 or whatever? And how did that pilot proceed, timeline and so forth?
Well, we ran the pilot for about 2 months, and we needed just to see if it was going to work for us or not. And after 2 months, the positive impact from the cadets was just overwhelming, and we decided that January of last year, it was time to start moving them to the cloud and get them off of the previous system that we had them on that was very cumbersome, very difficult to manage, and quite frankly, it was just a sea of dissatisfaction from the cadets.
How did you decide? You know, you went to Google Apps. There are other solutions, too. What was the process by which you decided to go with what you went with? And I'm not asking necessarily from an applications perspective, but what was it, maybe in an end user perspective, that helped you that made you say this is what we want to do?
Well, everything was primarily driven by function, by cost. As you know, the Google Apps for Education is free for up to 2,000 mailboxes, which was perfect for our environment. And that was the primary reason why we chose Google. We did consider Microsoft 365 Live, and we found that the per-cost user and the additional maintenance fees that were on top of that just did not even out. And like I said, when we did, and the cadets gave us their feedback, we felt it was the best decision to go to Google Apps from there.
What was it about security in the cloud that made you comfortable enough to go there? Everybody I talk to in the IT community and government says that's the one thing that's holding them up, if anything still is.
Well, you're always going to get mixed feelings about security, and you're always going to have different departments that have their different opinions on security. And I did meet with Google, and I did get a chance to review their quite extensive FISMA certification. And I was very impressed. And you know, Francis, I think that Google has a lot of dedicated resources, a lot of money, and a lot of smart people. And they did a great job with a lot of their security and accreditation paperwork. And having done this in my previous job, I was very impressed with the work they had done. And when I briefed our CIO at the Academy and he asked what I felt, he said, do you think that it's secure enough to move cadets and faculty to the cloud? And I said, absolutely, without a doubt.
As you look at the cloud, and we have, obviously, there's a cloud-first policy in place in government, and there will be, I think, after some period of time, some pressure on government agencies to keep moving to the cloud. Don't stop at email. What's the next thing? What do you think is another application, if anything, in your environment that would make sense for a cloud solution at some point in time?
Well, I think most organizations are looking at storage. They're looking at different companies like Box, Dropbox, and other cloud-based storage solutions that are by far less than a lot of your traditional storage area networks that could range anywhere between $300,000 and, say, $1 million. And, you know, they're looking at these different options and they're trying to cut costs where they can. And, you know, storage, email are the two big ones that are driving IT companies out.
Now, one element of the migration to the cloud that I haven't explored much yet is control. You told AOL Government, they report that you said when an inadvertent email went out during last year's commencement, Warren was able to quickly access Google Message Discovery and wipe out the message. I feel like I almost have better control in some instances. What is it that gives you that control, and what kind of control do you have in a cloud environment that you didn't have when you were running things off servers?
Well, I think that the level of control when you're, say, running in a Microsoft Exchange environment, I believe that the controls are parallel with each other, but it's the amount of time it takes to get the job done. And the particular instance that was quoted in that article, we had an inadvertent email go out last April, and we actually had the need to archive a mailbox that for one of our students who was under investigation, and I was unable to do that. And when we went back to our lessons learned, we said, gosh, we didn't really think about that. What do we need to do to fix this? So we went back to Google and said, you know, we have NIST and FIPS policies and standards that we have to adhere to for the archiving of government email. What do we need to do? And they pointed us to their partners over at Postini, and we engaged them quickly with the GMD, the Google Message Discovery piece. And I'll tell you, it was a really nice overlay for Google Apps, and it gives me very good admin control. And I think it's just as good as Exchange, but it's much faster. You know, I can archive mailboxes, I can delete emails that are inadvertent that go out to the cloud, and I can do a whole lot of stuff that I can do in Exchange. So I don't feel I've lost that level of admin control.
When you look back on the transition process, are there things that you, knowing what you know now, would have done differently?
Well, I'll tell you, if I could take anything back for how we did things, I would move everybody as quick as I could to the cloud. A lot of colleges, you hear a lot of their success stories, and one of the primary success factors is get your people moved over fast and swift to the cloud. And unfortunately, we gave people the option to move. The cadets were mandatory, but we gave the staff and faculty the option to move. And as a byproduct of that, we had to run a hybrid dual Exchange Google Apps environment for about a year. And it was a really big headache, to be quite honest. And so looking back at that, I'd say, hands down, if I can change it, get everybody moved over fast and quick and just make it a mandatory change.